What?
Klaus said. Duncan shook his head vigorously and freed himself from the woman's hand for just one moment.
VFD!
He managed to scream again, and that was the last Klaus heard. Count Olaf, who had been running slower without his shoes, had reached the car, and with a deafening roar, he grabbed Klaus's hand and pried it loose from the car door. As the door slammed shut, Olaf kicked Klaus in the stomach, sending him falling to the ground and landing with a rough thump near the Quagmire notebooks he had dropped. The villain towered over Klaus and gave him a sickening smile, then leaned down, picked up the notebooks, and tucked them under his arm.
No!
Klaus screamed, but Count Olaf merely smiled, stepped into the front seat, and began driving away just as Violet and Sunny reached their brother. Clutching his stomach, Klaus stood up and tried to follow his sisters, who were trying to chase the long black car. But Olaf was driving over the speed limit, and it was simply impossible, and after a few yards the Baudelaires had to stop. The Quagmire triplets climbed over the powder-faced women and began to pound on the rear window of the car. Violet, Klaus, and Sunny could not hear what the Quagmires were screaming through the glass. They only saw their desperate and terrified faces. But then the powdery hands of Olaf's assistants grabbed them and pulled them back from the window. The faces of the Quagmire triplets faded to nothing, and the Baudelaire saw nothing more as the car pulled away.
"We have to go after them!"
Violet screamed, her face streaked with tears. She turned around to face Nero and Mr. Poe, who were pausing for breath on the edge of the lawn.
"We have to go after them!"
"We'll call the police!"
Mr. Poe gasped, wiping his sweaty forehead with his handkerchief.
"They have an advanced computer system, too. They'll catch him. Where's the nearest phone, Nero?"
"You can't use my phone, Poe,"
Nero said.
"You brought three terrible cheaters here, and now, thanks to you, my greatest gym teacher is gone and took two students with him. The Baudelaires are triple expelled."
"Now see here, Nero," Poe said. "Be reasonable."
The Baudelaires sunk to the brown lawn, weeping with frustration and exhaustion. They paid no attention to the argument between Vice Principal Nero and Mr. Poe, because they knew, from the prism of their experience, that by the time the adults had decided on a course of action, Count Olaf would be long gone. This time, Olaf had not merely escaped, but escaped with friends of theirs, and the Baudelaires wept as they thought they might never see the triplets again. They were wrong about this, but they had no way of knowing they were wrong, and just imagining what Count Olaf might do to their dear friends made them only weep harder. Violet wept, thinking of how kind the Quagmires had been to her and her siblings upon the Baudelaires' arrival at this dreadful academy. Klaus wept, thinking of how the Quagmires had risked their lives to help him and his sisters escape from Olaf's clutches. And Sunny wept, thinking of the research the Quagmires had done, and the information they hadn't had time to share with her and her siblings. The Baudelaire orphans hung on to one another and wept while the adults argued endlessly behind them. Finally, as, I'm sorry to say, Count Olaf forced the Quagmires into puppy costumes so he could sneak them onto an airplane without anyone noticing, the Baudelaires cried themselves out and just sat on the lawn together in weary silence. They looked up at the smooth gray stone of the tombstone buildings, and at the arch with Prufrock Preparatory School in enormous black letters, and the motto Memento Mori printed beneath. They looked out at the edge of the lawn, where Olaf had snatched the Quagmire notebooks, and they took long, long looks at one another. The Baudelaires remembered, as I'm sure you remember, that in times of extreme stress, one can find energy hidden in even the most exhausted areas of the body, and Violet, Klaus, and Sunny felt that energy surge through them now.
"What did Duncan shout to you?" Violet asked. "What did he shout to you from the car about what was in the notebooks?"
"VFD," Klaus said, "but I don't know what it means."
"Said you," Sunny said, which meant, "We have to find out."
The older Baudelaires looked at their sister and nodded. Sunny was right. The children had to find out the secret of VFD and the dreadful thing the Quagmires had discovered. Perhaps it could help them rescue the two triplets. Perhaps it could bring Count Olaf to justice. and perhaps it could somehow make clear the mysterious and deadly way that their lives had become so unfortunate. A morning breeze blew through the campus of Prufrock Preparatory School, rustling the brown lawn and knocking against the stone arch with the motto printed on it. Memento mori, remember you will die. The Baudelaire orphans looked up at the motto and vowed that before they died, they would solve this dark and complicated mystery that cast a shadow over their lives.